sermon podcast of Dan Roschke, pastor of Bethlehem Lutheran Church in Fairfax, Virginia. For more information about Bethlehem, visit our website at blclife.org. But now, here's Pastor Dan and his sermon for today.
Friends, grace to you and peace from God who never leaves us. Amen. 12-step programs like Alcoholics Anonymous talk frequently in their meetings about what are you going to do now? Now that you're no longer partaking in whatever the destructive habit was, what are you going to do with all that free time, with all that available resource, with all that available life? New life, really. Schedules and money and relationships open up on one hand, but you have to talk intentionally about how to fill that. Paul's letter to the Romans today is a continuation of last week's letter to the Romans, all on freedom in Christ in these 4th of July days as we celebrate in this nation. Freedom in Christ. Last week, you could sum up, you are freed from sin. That was a lesson last week. You're freed from sin. This week, well, what are you going to do with all that freedom, with all that free space, with all that new opportunity? We don't just weed a garden and then leave it empty. We weed and then we plant. This is really a planting lesson today, a planting text, a chance to reflect on what shall we plant with the freedom that God has given us. I suppose one idea might come right out of our short but potent gospel lesson today from Matthew. Welcome one another as Christ has welcomed you. Spend your new freedom from sin time welcoming, just as Christ welcomed you. And planting welcome can be as simple as offering a cup of cold water. I want to pause on that idea for just a second. Just a simple cup of cold water might be what it looks like to plant welcome. So the Bible has lots of examples, and I know I like to talk a lot about the extravagance of God's welcome and mercy. Like a banquet table, like a huge wild party, like an overflowing stream, like six enormous barrels of wine gushing and filling and bubbling over. God's grace, God's welcome, God's mercy. But here, grace, hospitality, welcome, and mercy is envisioned as the simple act of offering a little cup of cold water to a child. And we should say these days, with our planet so reeling from greed and carelessness, from environmental degradation, a cup of unleaded cold water, a cup of safe drinking water for children and everyone. It's a simple act that we should not take for granted, regardless of which pair of hands you are. On the cover of our worship folder today, there's two hands. One's got a cup of water in it, and the other has got hands open. And it's hard to tell on that cover who is giving and who's receiving. I love that. So regardless of which pair of hands you are, both giving unleaded water or receiving it, know that God's hands are there too. God's grace is wrapping everyone involved in that prophet activity. To look at that text, that's prophetic activity too. It's not just the grand gestures, but also tiny offerings and acceptings, the quiet gifts, the short encouraging texts, the few kind words, the holding of doors, the making of eye contact, the offering of a cool, safe beverage on a hot day without their even asking. Preparing for this sermon this past week, I've gotten a chance to think about how many times it's a tiny thing that makes my day. You know, big things maybe make my week or my month or something, but the tiny things is always what makes the day. I'd invite you to think on that this week too. What are the things that just make your day? It's the tiny things often, you know, little bits of encouragement from someone you weren't expecting to hear from. A quick note, maybe a sweet connection with a total stranger. Just a little kindness, a little exchange that took place. A silly picture that makes you laugh. I mean, the extravagance of God is, of course, a joy, but so is the little cup of clean water just held out to you. Little bread, little wine. I'm pointing at the altar again. A little drop of water. I'm pointing to the font again. Just a little bit is enough. How will you fill that space that's left after Christ has taken away, has freed you from sin? How will you use the gift of grace and mercy you've been given? What will you plant in the garden space that Christ has allotted to you? How about planting welcome? The very welcome we have received from this God of love, forgiveness, and new life. Kind of a simple message today, but it takes time to put it into beautiful practice. Think of the best hosts that you've known in your life, the best offerers of hospitality and welcome. What did they do? I was always amazed at our friend Dixie Lokensgaard's ability to host a party. Dixie was a member of the last church I served in La Mesa, California, and she worked really hard to pull together some amazing events, whether they were at church or at her and her kind husband Brent's beautiful home. She always seemed to be having fun as she hosted, as she worked the room and included everyone, as she remembered special details and asked about our lives, and served coffee or homemade hors d'oeuvres at the very same time with such a sweet spirit and such class. You know, you just felt so cared for. You couldn't help but enjoy. And even if the food wasn't ready or something had burned in the oven or too many people were showing up un-RSVP'd, you know how some people make sure you know how hard they're working? They just look winded and you almost feel bad taking, a drink from them or something. You kind of want to hop up and help them because they just look so... Dixie just had that grace under fire, kindness, and welcome. And it mattered. She made it look easy. People felt so welcomed by her, and they still do, I'm sure, back in San Diego. Thankful for her. I don't think Dixie was faking it ever either. I mean, the joy. I think offering cool beverages and more was truly a pleasure for her. And it was contagious. I wanted to learn that craft from her. How does she do that and make it look easy? Because of course it wasn't easy. But how does she do it? I wanted to join her in hosting at the next event. I wanted to have a party and host her sometime. And we did do that over our years there. And she let us host her. She let us offer her a cool beverage too. She didn't hop up and help us or try to tell us how to do whatever we were doing better. She just let us and enjoyed. Spreading love and welcome is contagious, friends in Christ. What if that was the bug for which there was no vaccine? You've heard the saying, hurt people hurt people. I found myself saying that a lot lately. Hurt people hurt people. The contagiousness of violence and abuse, the way it's passed down and passed on. Well, I wonder if the flip of that is that welcome people welcome people is true also. Garden weeded by Christ, planting begun. Today we grow and reach out and welcome in Jesus' name. Amen.
At Bethlehem Lutheran Church, thank you for listening. Check us out again soon. And to learn more about our national church body, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, visit elca.org. Goodbye for now, and remember, God's outpouring of grace and peace never runs dry. Here's to a new day. Evangelical? That was terrible. To learn more about our national church body...
Start over.
Okay.
Is that hard?
No, not really.
Pretty easy?
Yeah.
You're good at it.